You're listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. I'm here to deliver bite-sized episodes to keep you inspired and energized, to stay on your path, dig deeper into the inner work, and actually enjoy this journey that you're on. Whether you're building a business, running a home, or doing it all, having success in anything starts from within. Let's go. All right, so this episode is for entrepreneurs who are in the online space and are feeling super anxious, paralyzed, overwhelmed, not sure what to do or say next, how to move forward from here. So first and foremost, I want you, if you haven't yet, to go back and listen to episode 90, which is about the spiritual awakening and assignment that we are all being called to right now. And the reason why I want you to listen to that is that that is the first step. That is the first step to unlocking the feelings of not knowing, of feeling anxious, paralyzed, etc. Now, I say what I'm about to say in love, and I'm also going to be very straightforward and not beat around the bush here. You are feeling anxious and paralyzed right now because you haven't dropped in and you're not doing the work. Now, don't get me wrong. You might be reading a book. You probably are scrolling on Instagram. You may be consuming, but when you drop in and allow yourself to break open, allow your heart to feel, to surrender to the insanity and chaos of this moment, when you allow yourself to go there, to experience that depth, what happens is that you move from your head into your heart. Now, these are all concepts and things that I talk about over and over and over again. But perhaps you're needing a reminder, and maybe for the first time, you're feeling called to truly surrender. We can't make sense of what's happening right now. Like, it, at least for me, like, it just doesn't like all make sense. Like, it's too much to try and conceptualize all of the moving pieces that are happening in our world. It actually would put me into lockdown. And I actually don't think it's of service to try and do it from a mental space. And yet, when I let go, when I surrender, when I say, God, this is not for me to figure out, I'm here to serve. I'm here for you to use my voice. I'm here for you to show me the next step that I'm meant to take. For myself, for my family, for my clients, for my community, for the world. I then know what to say. I then know what to do. And so go into prayer, my friend. Go into prayer and ask, how would you best be used? How can you be a vehicle of medicine that is needed right now? We are all being trained to have a new resiliency, to have a more expansive vision, to open our eyes to things that we were not willing to see, to pain that we were unwilling to feel. So you do have a choice. You can choose to be in the swirl of the mind, the need to control, the need to make sense of, feel in charge of, feel okay. Or you let yourself break down to break through. And so many women are afraid to do this. I see it over and over again. You're afraid to really surrender and open up because you're just not sure what you're going to find. And there's an aspect of you that feels like it may not just be worth it. What if you lose everything if you break open? What if the ground continues to fall? What if your marriage or your relationship with your parents or the relationships that you've been engaging in aren't really what they seemed? And I get it. This takes a massive act of courage. But it's no longer the way. That need to have control of, at least for me, and I think a lot of the women that I work with, it's too painful to stay stuck. And so if you're feeling that feeling of stuckness right now, deep breath, inhale, deep breath, exhale. What would it look for you? What would it look like for you to let go? It might feel like you have to jump off of a cliff. What I want to remind you of is that you don't actually have to jump. You just have to take a step. But it sometimes feels like a jump, feels like a huge leap, a free falling. What are people going to think of me? I might be judged. I'm going to have a really hard conversation. I'm going to have to put up a boundary. I might have to hurt somebody that I love. I may get feedback that doesn't feel good. Well, if you're truly on a spiritual journey, it's not always light and love. It's not always good vibes only. It's not always high vibration. Now, what I want to say is that being willing to go into the surrender, the letting go, the darkness, that is the path to raising your vibrations. It's not high vibes only. It's raise your vibrations, align higher, elevate your frequency. And you don't do that from just positive thinking all the time. You do that by being willing to look at the darkness, to speak your truth. And when I say speak your truth, it means speaking your truth in terms of who you are and what you stand by, and also speaking your truth of, this is hard. This is uncomfortable. But don't think that by staying silent inside of yourself or to others is fooling anyone. It is there. It's right underneath the surface. And this time, this season, some are calling it a great awakening. It's a teacher. It's a space to unveil all of those things, the beliefs, the thoughts, the feelings that are inside of you already. So I know that this can be painful. I know that this is not easy. but you're being called right now. You're being called to go within. You're being called to break free. You're being called to feel your feelings. You're being called to move through your feelings. You're being called to create more space and expansiveness for more clarity to come forward. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you can do it. So I'm here for you. Feel free to respond. Feel free to reach out to me on DM. Feel free to tell me what you're struggling with. Feel free to know that it's a safe space and a sacred space. I want to hear from you. I want to know what your biggest hang-up is right now, where you're struggling the most, so that to the degree that I can serve, I can show up for you. Well, there's part of me, there's a small voice that's afraid of getting it wrong, of saying the wrong thing. My truth is that I know where I'm coming from, and I know that from that space with humility, that I can't get it wrong. Meaning I will get it wrong, and I'm okay with that. So watch where you are wanting things to go back to normal. Watch where you are bumping up against your own resistance. Watch where you want to just tell yourself, this is all about oneness. This is all about, yes, it is. And there's a darkness that we must all face to get to that oneness. Watch where you find yourself shutting down. Watch where you find yourself saying, or dipping into too much of the darkness. As empaths, as healers, as light workers, you do need to know your healthy boundaries. And you also need to know that your community is listening and watching. And I don't say that to instill any fear. I say that to inspire you to rise up, to go inward, to heal from the inside out, and to speak from integrity, to speak from your truth. I'm here for you. I'm championing for you. And I believe that light will always prevail.